Sacred Heart Greenwich Catholic School threatens to bar student over Planned Parenthood sticker. Did you see this?
No.
Sacred Heart Greenwich has told a student if she does not remove a Planned Parenthood, now here's the sticker, I stand with Planned Parenthood, from her laptop's cover, she cannot attend a school next year, parents of the students said. Now, of course, what do the parents of the students say? They want to sue the school. Instead of going with the teaching in another Tim Kaine moment here, they want to sue the school. Celine Richards tweeted out, Kate, Planned Parenthood is so proud to count you as a supporter. Keep fighting for what you believe in. The new president of Planned Parenthood for New England, Amanda Skinner, said, this comes very close to home for me. I'm in my Sacred Heart education, I learned to use my voice. This particular situation strikes me as in contrast to lifting up young women and encouraging them to use their voices to abort babies. This woman went to Sacred Heart Catholic School, is boasting and bragging about it, Amanda Skinner, and is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood for New England. This is another scandal and an outrage. 2 weeks ago when you were on this show, you were asking the question, or you were demanding, where are the priests and the bishops to say something about these atrocities?
And you know what? We still don't see them. You know, it's funny. You were talking about St. Patrick earlier. And I think that in this respect, you know, with regard to abortion and bishops not speaking out, it reminds me of an article that I wrote, almost 10 years ago, about St. Patrick on St. Patrick's Day. And it was all about how bishops really should be talking to individuals who are committing intrinsically evil acts. In the Confessio, which is a letter, so there are only two documents in existence that were actually written by Patrick. One is something called the Confessio, and the other is a letter that he wrote to a guy named Caroticus.
Okay.
Caroticus was this bloodthirsty warlord. He preyed on the weak. He sent his soldiers to slaughter Christian converts. I mean, he was a really horrible guy. And so in his letter to Caroticus, he actually says, this is a quote, "Wherefore let every God-fearing man know that they are enemies of me and of Christ, my God, for whom I am an ambassador. Patricide, fratricide, ravening wolves that eat the people of the Lord as they eat bread. As is said, the wicked, O Lord, have destroyed thy law, which but recently he had excellently and kindly planted in Ireland and had established itself by the grace of God." And then he goes on, and this is really strong language, something that you just don't hear from bishops anymore. He said, "Wherefore I plead with you earnestly," and here he's talking to anybody who might be around Caroticus. He says, "Wherefore I plead with you earnestly, ye holy and humble of heart, it is not permissible to court the favor of such people, nor to take drink or food from them, nor even to accept their alms until they make reparation to God in hardships, through penance, with shedding of tears, and set free the baptized servants of God and handmaids of Christ for whom he died and was crucified. The Most High disapproves the gifts of the wicked. He that offers sacrifice of the goods of the poor is the one that sacrifices the Son in the presence of the Father. The riches, it is written, which he has gathered unjustly, shall be vomited up from his belly. The angel of death drags him away, and the fury of dragons shall be, he shall be tormented. The viper's tongue shall kill him. Unquenchable fires devour him. And so, woe to those who fill themselves with what is not their own. Or, what does it profit a man that he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his own soul?" These are incredibly strong words. When you look at the way, that's a bishop. That is a bishop, and that is how bishops should be speaking. This is what bishops are supposed to be doing, not playing patty cake with the government. But that's exactly what they're doing.
So now I'm going to ask Maggie O'Connell to see if she can find this and put it in the chat room. So this is St. Patrick writing to Caroticus.
Yes.
That's a C-A-R, I assume.
No, Caroticus is spelled
C-O-R.
C-O-R-O.
Okay.
T-I-C-U-S.
Okay, Caroticus. I've seen the letter before. Okay, now I know exactly what you're talking about. That's incredible. Now, just think about what the Irish are doing today. They're going to let the Irish sheeple vote on whether or not they want to make sodomy legal.